on the headset now is the winning coach of tonight's game, Damon Witten, and he joins us post-game every game. I got no voice left, Damon. That was just too good a third period. Lakers score four goals, win the hockey game, come from behind, 4-2 the final score. Just a great effort by Lake Superior here tonight.
Well, yeah, certainly a big win. I'm a little bit like you under the weather, and my voice isn't great either. But a real gritty win. I thought our resiliency, we've talked a lot about that over this stretch of games here. You know, a really resilient effort tonight and a good job individually. You know, we talked pregame, Bill, about our depth and trying to use our speed and our depth, and I thought that made a big difference tonight. You know, the team, I think a little bit of a fatigue has set in. We're battling this cold through the whole team. So you can see that a little bit. I thought a little lethargic maybe early on. We probably played, we really were able to distribute our minutes really evenly tonight, more so than we've done most of the season. And I thought it paid off with a good third period, and that depth was so important.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job. You know, we just finished saying in the third period, we're not getting anything. We're not getting any breaks here. The puck's not bouncing for us tonight. We need an ugly goal. Well, no sooner do we say it than Mitch Holtz made a great play, got the puck in front. We couldn't even tell who scored. It was just a mass of people in front of Chris Nell, and Luke Morgan gets his third goal of the season. I thought that was just huge because it really got the Lakers going.
Yeah, critical. You know, and like you said, it's not. There's not. There's pretty moments in hockey games for sure, and you can watch the highlights and see some of those, but most goals, most nights, I mean, that's college hockey, that's pro hockey, it's playoff hockey, and that's what I really liked about that goal in particular. We're still trying to, improve our habits of getting to the net with our forwards and jamming and getting our goalie jammed. So I thought that goal really typified what we need to be on a more consistent basis and especially on our power play. And so a very big goal by Morgan and a great shift by that line. I thought the Cuglietta line was tremendous all night long. You know, really a strong game. Anthony Nellis pops back in the lineup and does a great job. And, a real great effort by them. And then a huge game-winning goal by Max Humitz. Again, we had two, three bodies around the net. The puck's bouncing around. And Max was in a really good high spot where we talked about having our F3. And he doesn't mess around. He just buries it through the back of the net. We had two chances early in the game. We had two breakaways. We were in all alone on. We don't even get shots on goal. Here we are, just, simple bodies through the net. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that was tremendous. Humitz really impresses me. He's such a smart kid. He goes right to the right spot. Six goals out of a freshman. I know he's a 20-year-old freshman, but doesn't matter. He's a first-year player, and he's really good. He made a lot of good plays tonight. He was our first star of the hockey game.
Well deserved for sure. And I don't know how much you talked about it, and we weren't overly concerned about our forward matchup at that line with Jay Cannon and Gus Coriale. Spent a lot of the night matching up against the McLean line. One of the top players in our league, and having a great year there, just coming off Player of the Month. So not only does he get it done in the offensive zone tonight, but he was very good defensively, and his hockey IQ is so good he can play in a lot of situations.
You know, this is kind of like the justice that comes in the game of hockey too. Things can turn around for you. A couple of weeks ago at Ferris State, you outshot them. You beat them in the faceoff circle. You outdid them in every statistical category except on the scoreboard and got beat down there. Here tonight it went the other way. Bowling Green outshot you. They beat you in the faceoff circle. They did this. They did that. They did a lot of things I thought really well. But you win the hockey game 4-2 by scoring those goals.
Well, you know what? I thought we had a really good start to the hockey game. Even though, I felt like, we lacked a little bit of energy on the bench and with our legs tonight, we actually had a tremendous start to the game and a couple good shifts stacked up. And then you walk into the locker room, they score that late goal, and you lose some of that momentum and energy. And then, again, a little fatigue. I thought we were actually going to come out in the third period and shuffle our lines to try to spark something. And then we get that nice goal, that gritty goal by Luke Morgan, and we ended up sticking right with what we were doing. But that gave us the spark we needed. A little flat tonight, but sign of a good team when you can maybe have a bit of an off night or maybe don't deserve to win it some nights and you find a way to get it done. Great to do that at home in front of this crowd once again. And that brought the building to life, which was awesome for our players as well.
Yeah, Coach, I agree. I thought the first goal, the first two periods were kind of, everything sort of ramped up. First period seemed a little slower to me. First and second period, as it went along, it got ramped up more and more into the third. And then you got that first goal, which is so huge that just brought momentum back to you guys. And got, like you said, you got the crowd into it. And then it seemed like the Lakers were just more on their toes and getting those bounces, creating those bounces by being on their toes and being a little quicker to pucks.
Yeah, well, and again, Johnny, I thought first period I liked us. I don't know if we gave up one, maybe two great. I think they had two great A's. We were late on a pop-out on a D-zone coverage shift. and then the late goal. And we had one rush against. Those are both came in the last, I think, 3:30. But I thought up until that point, we hadn't given much up. And I don't know that we were great, but I agree with you. I thought it was kind of a quiet, lethargic game early as well for both teams. And, you know, the May got that one to give them some life and energy. And again, that goal to give us life, to get this crowd and this building into it, I thought we fed right off that, as we've done all year at home, a tremendous crowd again with that goal sparking them and, you know, gave us some energy and life to put that game away.
Well, it was a great game. You know, you get Matt McCardle ends up with two assists. Gage Terrell had two assists. He had three for a few minutes there, but they looked at the film and he lost one of his assists to Owen Hedrick. But I just thought it was a good team game for Lake Superior. You did a great job in this one tonight. And I'll give you a pat on the back as the head coach. Great job putting Anthony Nellis back in the lineup tonight.
Well, you know what? We talk all the time about, you know, not letting you get to that point. You know, our guys got to be desperate and hungry on a daily basis. But, you know, we knew in the past, he responded like that last year. And, again, we talked pregame that Hanky, Cuglietta, Nellis line played together for a good stretch last year. They enjoy playing together, and you saw why tonight. Real strong line for us. And we haven't mentioned once Gordy Dayfield, but what a night for Gordy. Thought he was very good.
Well, we mentioned him a lot. He was second star here tonight, and we thought he was tremendous. And the one he knocked away from his crease with his stick with about 30 seconds left was a pretty exciting save.
Well, I'm glad you guys are awake up there doing a good job as well. But a real good win, and yeah, Gordy certainly had a very strong night. And you know, that's what we ask for our goaltenders. They don't have to steal games for us anymore, but they do got to look down to the other end of the end and match that performance. And he was able to do that tonight against a very good goaltender.
Well, it's a huge win, Damon, and I don't know what you do now. I guess we just try to duplicate the third period for three periods tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it makes it tough. I thought guys that you know, some of the guys that have been in and out of the lineup, I thought played really well. I thought C.J. Hayes brought a lot of speed, energy to the game. I thought Gelsinger, he's back playing the way he played the first few weeks. And, you know, we've got Jimmy Roll that we'd like to get in and, you know, maybe help breathe Ryan Renz, who hasn't played a ton of minutes or a ton of games yet. So a couple tough decisions. But we'll watch the game back and make some decisions of guys we think can step in the lineup and potentially help us or make a decision that we go with the same lineup again.
Yeah, good luck with Renzi. I thought he played really well tonight. He was outstanding. He made about four of the best passes I've seen all year.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have no issues with his game. He'll be back in, no question about it. But it's just a question of if we dress 7D just to help with minutes back there.
Yeah.
He's like that the last few weeks.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, so we'll see, and we'll watch it back and then meet in the morning and find a way to come back tomorrow with an even better, more complete 60 minutes.
All right, Damon, good job here tonight. That's a huge win, three big points in the standings.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Damon Witten joining us here post-game.